This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Update. And we're talking about this question of, could we be headed to another Great Depression or an apocalyptic situation in the country? And this ties into the government's easy money policy and so forth. One of the things I'm really encouraged by is Fed Chairman Jerome Powell and the Fed starting to wind down the easy money policies. Because quite frankly, this is so important as a weapon if things get bad. And if we wind it down and start to take out, you know, taper the bond purchases, ultimately bring interest rates back to a normal level, we could constitute this right balance between supporting the economy and keeping inflation under control. And this is a fascinating situation because it worked now to sort of flood the economy with money. It worked in 2008. But if we're too overextended and can't do that and can't ease these money policies, then we don't have those weapons the next time something bad happens. So I am so encouraged by the effort by Powell to start to wind down some of these easy money policies. And I think it's the right thing in the long term for the economy and for the economy staying anti-fragile. The other thing that gives me concern, the flip side, is this idea of leveraging up the country more. You know, we're somewhere at $25, $26 trillion in debt. And no question, a lot of that happened in the Trump era. Can't call this a Republican versus Democrat thing at all. But this concept of adding another $3.5 trillion in spending to the economy, to me, is leaves us more fragile to challenges in the future. It's almost like any business you see. If they're not too leveraged, there's a lot of different ways to pivot and try and figure out solutions to whatever situation they're in. If they're way too leveraged, then your hands are tied when you have to try and support the economy or fix things or make things better. And people could say all they want, well, you just got to take it out of wealth of the richest 100 people or wealth of the billionaires or wealth out of that. But there's never enough of that to fund systematic government programs that grow and grow. And that's not a net, that's just the reality. They grow and grow. There's only so much you could tax to make up for that. You can only make up for that so much through taxing. So when I look at these two different things, Chairman Powell and the Fed starting to reduce the easy money policies goes a huge way towards leaving us with weapons to fight if something bad happens to the economy. So the sooner they do that, the better. And obviously doing it a little bit over time so it doesn't cause huge popping of these exuberant bubbles, as IMF says. I agree with that. Second is I worry about the country becoming more fragile, like the state of Illinois has done. So they're so indebted that you can never sort of make up for it. You know, you could never make up for it. And it's always because of the potential of a failed state and trying to avoid that on the federal level. In any event, that's my thoughts on, are we headed towards an apocalyptic problem? I don't know, but I certainly believe starting to reduce these easy money policies and also starting to go ahead and work to try and limit federal debt are very, very important concepts. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity and Business Update.